On Monday, July 15th, Tim Thomas, the CEO of the Mountain Transit Authority, met for the second time with Pocahontas County businesses and community leaders in the Marlinton Town Council chambers in an attempt to get some commitments from the community to support the startup of public transit in the county. During the first meeting, which had been held on June 18th, Thomas explained that it was the goal of his company to expand its public bus service from Greenbrier, Webster, and Nicholas counties into Pocahontas County. Thomas made it clear that providing bus routes in the county, including commuter bus service to both Snowshoe Mountain Resort and to Interstate Hardwoods in Bartow, would be a great benefit to the county economically, and he wanted to get this started quickly. The July 15th meeting was attended by Ken Cater, the Director of Operations at Snowshoe, Alan Sisler, the Operations Manager at Interstate Hardwoods, John Simmons, the Executive Director of the County Senior Citizens, Mary Beth Barr, the CEO of Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, Linda Simmons of the County Chamber of Commerce, Kara Rose, Executive Director of the County Convention and Visitors Bureau, Danny Arbogast, Director of the Day Report Center, Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton, and several other citizens. Thomas gave the following introduction as to the purpose of this meeting.
Today I'm going to talk about what I see the routes could be, and I need your input. I would also like to talk about commitment today, and we want to talk about how soon we want to get this thing started.
Thomas explained that he had drafted up possible bus routes, which would initially include a local scheduled route around the Marlinton area, as well as the two commuter routes. He envisions that there will be a couple of MTA buses permanently assigned to the county, and he anticipates that there will be three drivers initially hired in the county, one full-time and two part-time. Listen as Thomas describes how he envisions the local Marlinton route.
First, let's talk about the downtown loop. We need to get people to jobs. That was the main driving point coming in here, I think. And you needed some service to some of the apartment complexes around here. So when we talk about a downtown loop, my envision would be starting somewhere around here, 2nd Avenue, and then going up to the apartment complex near the Ranger Station, and then coming back down and going down to Diana Apartments, back around to 9th Avenue, down to 3rd Avenue. There's an apartment complex there. And then coming down 3rd Avenue, going across Route 39, going up to 6th, going out to the red light and going across the bridge, up to Rite Aid, and then coming out of Rite Aid and come back down to 219.
He also talked about the commuter buses making other runs, maybe taking people to the hospital or to other appointments during the day between the morning and afternoon commuter runs. Thomas introduced Bill Robinson, the executive director of the West Virginia Division of Public Transit. Robinson then talked about the state's commitment to bringing public transit to Pocahontas County, but said that federal grants to provide public transit require a 50% local match. He said his agency might consider a little bit of help with the local grant, but he cannot commit to that because they want to see the local government and communities provide as much of the local match as possible. He also would like to see transit service once or twice a week to the Walmart in Lewisburg because people sometimes need to shop for things not available in the Marlinton area. Ken Gator said he liked the idea of the commuter run to Snowshoe, but still needs his boss's approval before committing Snowshoe to do a voluntary transportation payroll deduction for their employees who use the commuter service. Alan Sisler said that Interstate is all in on offering a payroll deduction to their employees who use the bus service to get to work. Thomas said he will attend the first county commission meeting in August to try to get a financial commitment from the county. He set another meeting for 4 p.m. on Monday, August the 12th, to set up final routes. He asks for businesses or the public to email him at thomas@mtawv.com if they have any suggestions or needs for other bus routes. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.